While U.S. strikes are not stopping Houthi rebels in Yemen, they will continue. Retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard, an ABC News contributor, says
it's really sort of a whack-a-mole situation because the Iranians will continue to supply the Houthis with these missiles. The U.S. will continue to play this sort of zone defense in the Red Sea, but clearly it hasn't been affected and the Houthis have not been impressed.
There will not be a government shutdown today as Congress passed another short-term agreement that maintains government funding into March. The Northeast preparing for snow as winter continues to whip the country. Another weekend of brutal colds expected. So far, the weather has been blamed for at least 45 deaths. And the Biden administration's announced another round of student debt relief worth nearly $5 billion for 74,000 borrowers who have spent 10 years working in public service. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A fire that happened early Wednesday morning destroyed a barn and killed a calf when it broke out on a farm outside of Mauston. According to the Linden Station Fire Department, crews arrived to find smoke and fire showing from the barn. Firefighters called in help from the Mauston Fire Department. Crews had the fire under control in about an hour. One calf died in the fire. Firefighters say the other cows were moved to the other farms so they could be milked. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Two people survived a house fire in Lafayette County early Wednesday morning. According to the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office, the fire broke out at a home on County Q in the town of New Diggins. At the time of the fire, two people were home. Those people safely got out. No injuries were reported. The house, though, is considered a total loss. The cause of that fire also remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too with a high of only 7 above the wind chill. Single digits to teens below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your day. Of course, though, it's Friday. We are ready for the weekend, and we know at this point we only got to wait it out a few more hours. Aerosmith with Walk This Way.
90s, and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7
Max FM.
I have a picture. With love at it all. Look at our life now. Tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7. Happy Friday, Finn. It is almost another weekend. Feels pretty good to say, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. This has been a rough week. I'm glad the week is almost over.
It's been a long week. It really has. Is it the cold that's making the week feel so long?
Yeah.
And we're all just tired of dealing with it? Well, good news, everybody. We have some warmer temperatures headed our way next week. Now, we do have to get through the next couple of days into the weekend as well. But things are definitely looking up temperature-wise. We're talking mid-30s, which is going to feel very much like a heat wave come Monday after, you know, 25 below the previous Monday. So yeah, we're ready for it. We can definitely handle a little bit warmer weather. Anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now?
Well, the Christmas stuff is all down.
Oh, it all came down officially. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's big news, because I know Chris likes to leave it up for a little bit, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, it's been a work in progress, but once the bee is in the bonnet, then it's...
then there's a project to tackle, and it must get done.
It's got to happen now.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of the same way. I understand that line of thinking far too well. Let me just put it like that.
That being said, there's a lot more room in the house now. You can actually move around a little bit, but other than that, it's kind of
sad. I'm always in the boat of let's get it all down. You know, plus we have a really small house. We don't have a lot of room to navigate anyway out here on Goose Poop Pond. So you put up a Christmas tree in the corner of the house and you're like, well, there's a Christmas tree. What else am I going to put in here now? Oh, that turns out not too much. So that's the other reason I'm a little bit more of a, when we do actually decorate, of like a warlord about it, as my husband would say. He's like, wow, you are really, really strict and like military-like about this right now. Yes,
but
it must.
Really,
it
must, you just look at it as you're focused. That's what it is. You're just focused. Yeah,
I am focused on moving on and getting my house back. And I, again, as I've said before, I love it when there's Christmas decorations up. There's just a different feel to the house. It's that time of year. But then the holidays are over and it must come down.
Yeah, I think we're kind of the hangers-on. I mean, I think most people have a lot of their Christmas stuff down or gone or packed away. And yeah, we kind of hang
on for a
while.
People who leave their tree up till March. I mean, honestly, I go to their house, and I remember I have a friend who does this. And when she lived in the Twin Cities, we would go over to their house because our kids would play together. And I'd be looking at the Christmas tree, and we were good enough friends that I could say stuff like this to her. I'd be like, you're going to put some Easter eggs on that thing now? Or like, what are we doing with that? Is that your now Easter tree? And it just didn't bother her. She was just one of those really laid back, cool kind of people where she was like, yeah, we're still enjoying the lights. And and she'd laugh and she'd be like, maybe some Easter eggs would be good. But she was also crafty enough. Then she'd be like, ooh, maybe I should do blown eggs with the kids and they could decorate it. I'm like, see, now you're making the rest of us look bad. Honestly, go get some plastic ones and hang them on the tree if that's what you're going to do. But
all of us underachievers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Mm. No, I'm totally an underachiever.
But I mean, what's the next thing? I mean, that's really it, right? Easter would be, I mean, you're not going to decorate for Valentine's Day.
I mean, sure, if you want to. You put up some big hearts in your living room, that's fine. We're not going to judge you for that. You had St. Patrick's Day. Some people get really into that.
Yeah,
and I know you guys
stuff
do.
Up. Yeah. I mean, we don't go crazy, but we have stuff up.
Sure. Well, you know, it makes sense. You got some Irish lineage there, so that definitely makes sense. Yeah, no, I pretty much, basically, when the boys were little, I guess I used to decorate for more holidays. But it was really that Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas jump. Everything else, to me, just felt like a throwaway holiday, right? And when it came to Valentine's Day, when they were really little, we didn't decorate, but they always had fun little Valentine's Day buckets, and I would make them heart-shaped cinnamon rolls and all that kind of stuff in the morning, but there were no decorations up for any of that. The strawberry milk and that kind of stuff in the morning was always delicious. Now if I would do that, they'd be like, what is wrong with you? They would not appreciate it as much as they did when they were five. Let me just put it like that.
Well, how was your day yesterday?
Well, I have a fun little story, and it like parlays into like a much bigger event. So I had to run to Walmart. I had a chiropractor's appointment, back doing phenomenally well. Thank you to all my exercises and to all of the people who have been helping me, like, you know, go with my New Year's intentions of strengthening the back, the core, and the hips and all of that kind of stuff. Still a lot of work to do, but I was just glad I don't have to be back for like 3 weeks to a month. So I was like, nice. This is good stuff. Go to Walmart afterwards because, well, I needed a few things going into the weekend. Not a full grocery run, just odds and ends and, you know, game time food because we'll have the crock pots going on Saturday night for the Packers game. And there was this family in there, and they were a lovely, very lovely Hispanic family. And it was mostly teenage boys and an older gentleman. And I had passed him in two or three different aisles before. And the one younger boy, he was probably 15, 16 years old. Every time he'd see me, he'd look at me and he'd smile. And I was like, okay, this is getting kind of weird. at one point, I was just thought, though, you know, being polite kind of thing. So I was just kind of in my own head going down my list. And at one point, I have to pass him in the aisle. And pretty soon from behind me, I hear, ma'am. And I'm like, oh, now what? Uh-oh. What did I do? What did I drop? What did I lose? And it's this young man. And he goes, I just have to tell you, you're one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And so, you know, at first you're flattered and like, mm-hmm. I don't take compliments well. I am not a good compliment taker at all.
Yeah,
and I looked at him and I smiled and I was like, you just made my day, but thank you very much. Then I look back and I'm thinking as I'm walking, because I see him go back to this group of young men and with this older gentleman. And I'm like, is that dad? Is that grandpa? I couldn't mm-hmm. really tell. I was like, did the kid just lose a bet? Does grandpa need a new grandma in life? Like, what is happening here? Didn't really think anything about it. These are the first things going through my head because, again, I don't take a compliment well. I mean, I don't know. I'm not old enough to be a grandma yet. Max and Dexter, remember those words. They will, like, let's remember what I just said. Not old enough to be a grandma yet.
Not yet.
So I get home and one of my friends texted me and she goes, can you give me a call when you get home? And I said, sure, absolutely. She goes, I have some very big news. And so I call her after I get all my groceries put away, kind of get the dog settled, put her outside. And I call up my friend and I said, hey, what's going on? And she goes, I have some of the best news ever. Now, she has a daughter that's about 3 years older than Max, who just got married last summer. Turns out they are going to be actual grandparents. So this is very, very exciting stuff. And she goes, I just feel like I need to tell everybody. And I said, well, let's do a video chat with a bunch of other people, some of our other friend group. Because I said, this is really exciting because we do celebrate each other's milestones in life. And, you know, when our kids are doing really awesome things, we tend to do group chats. So we get into a video call. And my other friend in this group, who's been a grandma for a really, really long time, probably 3-4 years now, goes, oh my gosh, what is your grandma name going to be? And I was like, what are you talking about? What is her grandma name going to be? And she goes, you have to take the better grandma name than your in-laws. And I said, what are you talking about right now? She goes, haven't you seen that article? She goes, that grandma and grandpa is officially out as terms. I said, well, what do we call them then? She goes, I don't know. Let me send it to you. Yeah, so it is out, like Gigi, Mimi, all of mm-hmm. those types of things. Those mm-hmm. are what people wanted to be called as grandparents. But there's apparently the strict competition between in-laws. I'm so glad I'm not at this stage yet because this seems like a lot of pressure, Finn, honestly. Yeah. There's apparently this competition between the in-laws, though, who's going to get the better grandparent name, right? So Corey comes home from Madison last night. I'm telling him about all of this. And, you know, we're very excited for our friends who are going to have a new grandbaby. And I said, did you know that grandparent names have changed? And he goes, what do you mean? And so I'm telling him about this article that, you know, grandma is no longer a thing, that people want to be called different things, you know, mm-hmm. something a little better mm-hmm. than grandma. It makes them feel old. And essentially, I mean, my friend who's going to have the new grandbaby, she's only 47. So she's not old by any stretch of the imagination, right? So we're sitting there, we're having this conversation. I said, so what do you want to be called if we ever become grandparents? Not that I think that's ever going to happen because I've met my kids. I said, what do you want to be called? And he goes, well, I've told you what I want to be called. I want to be Pop Pop. And I said, that's what you're going with? That's I said, cool. Trust me. Yeah. I said, the in-laws are not going to take that one. And he kind of laughs and he goes, what do you want to be called? He goes, Meemaw? And I said, Meemaw? I said, why would I want to be called Meemaw? I said, no, that's not what I want to be called. He's like, Mimi, Gigi? I said, no, those are all dumb. I said, you know, I've always kind of liked the name Cecilia. He goes, Cecilia? He said, isn't that confusing for your grandkids? I said, like, I always thought it was a pretty name, kind of regal. And I said, obviously, I'm getting to pick whatever I want my grandkids to call me. I said, so I'll be Cece and you be Pop Pop. And he goes, okay. So I went from beautiful in Walmart to Meemaw in really the span of like 4 hours. And if you want to talk about like being conflicted in your own mind, that was me yesterday after the entire rollout of events there.
Yeah. You kind of went from being on cloud nine to then all of a sudden just feeling Meemaw. Deflated.
Meemaw. From being Meemaw. I was like, what am I, the Waltons grandma?
Yeah.
It really really, truly is. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. But, you know, I started reading this article that my friend sent me through our video chat. And I was like, wow, this is really a thing. Nobody wants to be called grandma and grandpa anymore. Yeah. They want these cool, fun little nicknames. So my dad was Papa before he died to my kids. Our kids didn't really know Corey's dad well enough other than to just call him Grandpa Mike. And because our kids are kind of conflicted about Corey's stepmom, because they really don't feel any sort of connection to her, because she's just one of those people, right? Like, she just, Corey and her never really got along. It's not like a happy family, you know, Brady Bunch kind of thing. So they just call her Grandma Chris. And my mom over the years was Grandma, but she's become Grammy as the years have progressed, because apparently it was too hard for my kids to put another syllable on it. So they just call her Grammy now or something.
Yeah.
So that's what it's progressed to. But I had no idea there was like this competition for grandparent names and things. I was shocked and floored. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I better get on top of this. I'll just be Cece. That's what I'm going to be.
My goodness. Chris's mom, they refer to her as Busha.
Okay.
And I think it's a Polish thing.
I was going to say, that's got to be Polish with Chris's background.
Thing. Yeah.
That's cool, though. That sounds, you know, like you're kind of intending to honor your roots, though.
I appreciate that. Your heritage,
Nowhere is Meemaw part of my heritage.
But for a while, I've understood that is an actual thing, just because people don't want to be referred to by, you know, a word that makes them feel old or ancient.
Yeah. And I guess because that makes sense, because like I said, my one friend who just found out she's going to have a grandbaby is only 47. My friend who got us down this rabbit hole of figuring out what our grandparent names will be someday is only 49, and she's been a grandma for 3 years now. So, and she's got one that's got two grandbabies, and she's got one that's still in upper elementary school. So she's got a ways to go. They have an enormously big family. There are 9 kids. And so obviously there was a few gaps there in between. And so now they've got a couple grandkids. They've got a kiddo in 5th grade. And she just hopes that one day she makes it to see really old age, because she's like, these kids are going to kill me. That's what she always says. But I'm like, 9 of them. You are a saint. That's all I have to say. And by the way, her grandma name is Gigi. She goes with Gigi for her grandkids, because she's like, it was organic, especially with the older one. She said, I wasn't opposed to being called grandma, but she said, that's kind of a hard word when they're just learning to talk. And so she said, we shortened it to Gigi. She said, which is way better than, she said, what my in-laws call themselves. And I said, what do your in-laws call themselves? And she goes, we have grandpapa and grandmama. And I was like, how does that make it better for the kid? She's like, it doesn't. She's like, it just comes out in a big slur, and I'm just Gigi, so everybody knows who we're talking about. She goes, I am the superior one.
Yeah, I don't think this is something I have to worry about personally, because with the brood in this house, and I don't think Grandpa Finn is going to be happening anytime soon. So I don't have to really worry about that. Although, I mean, that's something that is something that bothers my wife quite a bit, because she really wants to be a Gigi or a, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's probably, I mean, as I said, I'm talking directly to Max and Dexter. I hope it doesn't happen for a very long time, because you got a few other things in life to figure out. But, you know, I doubt very much if that's going to be anything that I worry about in the very near future, quite honestly. But it did get me thinking about a lot of things yesterday. I was like, wow, I need to come up with a really good grandma name and then stake my claim to that just in case down the road. Corey has always said he'll be Pop Pop, though. I don't know why he's chose Pop Pop, but that's the name that he has landed on, if we are at all at one point in time grandparents in this world.
I think Pop Pop's Pop, cool. Pop. That's all right.
He's like Grandpa Pop Pop. And I was like, well, they're not going to say Grandpa Pop Pop. That's redundant. And he's like, doesn't matter. I don't care. They can call me whatever. And I was like, you know, it's going to be just shortened to Pop or Pops, right? Uh-huh. And he goes, that's cool. I'll get my newsboy hat. And he's like, I'll wear my sweater vest and I'll mosey down the street a little bit. bit. So
that reminds me of just over the weekend, because of all the winter weather and everything, we were dealing with clearing the driveway and the sidewalk and everything. So so Phoenix calls Chris Momo. That's
okay.
What he calls her, instead of Mom, or sure. He calls her Momo. So this weekend, she put on her big snowmobile pants, and so then I called her Snowmo Momo. Words are fun.
Words are really fun, and it's those fun little nicknames, you know, that we give each other in our families. And it's, you know, it's funny because Dexter, for the longest time, never would call me Mama when he was really little. It was never Mama. For a while, it was Ma, and he'd spit afterwards. Uh-huh. And then for a while, uh-huh. He had a French accent, so it was Mama every time he'd say my name. And I was like, what? What are we doing here? Eventually, now it's just, what does he say sometimes? It's like Ma is what he says sometimes. Okay. He'll be like, hey, Ma. Hey, and I'll Ma. Be like, seriously, yeah. What? Why can you, Mom? There's just one other letter in there that you can hit right now. But I'm glad we had these discussions. But you talk about going from a complete elation to being called beautiful in a store to Meemaw in 4 hours.
You had a journey yesterday.
It was a path. Mm-hmm. It was a path, and I'm not sure I want to go down it anytime soon. Let's put it like that. We've got to take a look at this forecast right now, Finn. Not bad today. It is going to be a little chilly once again. Clouds sticking around as well. We could see some flurries on and off. And by the way, there are reports that some of the roads this morning with that light dusting we had last night, a little slick. So please slow down, take it easy. We want everybody to get where they need to be safely this morning. 7 is all for a high today. Wind chill is going to be a factor once again. Single digits to teens below 0, then clear with a low tonight of 5 below. Mostly sunny, 13 tomorrow. It's going to feel a little balmy. And then as we talked, we are talking 30s by next week. So that is the good news. We are going to get out of this polar vortex, Arctic blast of air. Whatever the meteorologists want to throw at it, it's just darn cold. Right now, it is 4 above.
Hi, everyone. This is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we are wishing you a happy new year. We have some new hours at our Pizza Ranch. Monday through Friday, we are keeping our buffet open all day from 11 till 7 p.m. and closing at 8. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be open from 11 till 8 o'clock. Come on in for curbside pickup, delivery, or for that beautiful buffet, give us a call at 608-768-5555.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
U.S. Cellular now has unlimited home internet for only $30 a month when you add a mobile line. And it's easy to set up, too, which means you can keep working remotely. Dad, who loves working from home?
Did I mention my fuzzy slippers are very professional looking?
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wow. High-speed, reliable, unlimited internet for your home or business for as low as $30 per month. Plus, get a free router valued up to $500. Hurry to your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg to start saving today.
99.7 Mix FM. 729 right now. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you are having a great Friday. Just about another weekend. We just got to hang in there a few more hours. Here's Yes, it's Owner of a Lonely Heart on 99.7 Max FM.
Take
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 732 right now. And, you know, Finn, sports fandom is a really weird thing. We talked yesterday a little bit about how superstitious Packers fans are. Third most superstitious fan base in the country and for as far as NFL fans go. But this is just taking it a little over the top. Now, we all know the Buffalo Bills, right? They have one of the most insane fan bases in sports. And they'll pretty much do anything as part of the Bills Mafia, but it sounds like the psychos are kind of getting results. If you take this with any grain of salt, the Bills are on a 6-game winning streak right now. It started on December 10th when they beat Kansas City. Now they're getting a new stadium, and construction on that stadium has already begun. But at the moment, it's basically just a huge pit. And supposedly, before the game, a fan fell into that pit. Well, since Buffalo won that game, the Bills Mafia took that as a sign, and now before every game, at least one of them sacrifices him or herself by jumping into the pit. And I guess so far so good. Hopefully nobody's got like seriously injured by doing this.
Not yet.
Right? Well, one guy did a TikTok about the ritual, and he pointed out a tweet where a supposed source at a local emergency room claims that they have treated, in fact, someone who jumped into the pit before each of the last six games. This source claims that the local media isn't reporting the injuries, probably to keep, you know, more people from doing it. But my goodness, the Bills fan base, they are insane. I mean, I thought they were nuts when they were wading through bleachers of like waist high snow in the bleachers on Monday to get there and get their seats. But no, now they're just throwing themselves into a pit. Perhaps all the snow they've gotten is helping, though, because it might be filled up enough now that you're only jumping a couple feet into a pile of snow. But boy, oh boy, this is kind of nuts.
Reminds me of, did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yes, parts of it. And
Andy,
and
his band Mouse Rats, the pit. I fell into the pit. That's what that's what they should play.
Gosh, that's insane. So Packers fans, please don't jump into any pits before the Packers and the 49ers play. We need you at home. We need you healthy. We need you watching the game. You know, if you haven't washed the underwear because they're your lucky underwear at every game that they've won, that's cool. You wear those because that's still way less dangerous, maybe, depending on what's growing in those things, but way less dangerous than jumping into a weird random pit at this point. But my goodness.
Fandom is a little weird.
It is a little weird. It is very, very weird. Now, speaking of football, I was blown away by this. This is a little piece of information that we found out yesterday. After all the years of Travis Kelce being in the NFL, turns out that we've been basically saying his and his brother Jason's last name wrong for a really long time. Now, Jason's been in the league for, what, 15 years, something like that? He's due to retire most likely later in the next couple of months. I know it sounds like maybe he made that announcement to the locker room after they lost in the playoffs. At any rate, their last name is not Kelce. It's actually Kels. You don't pronounce the C in it, obviously. I don't know. This is weird to me. A clip of Travis's Chiefs teammate, Chris Jones, was on the sidelines schooling other players on the proper pronunciation, and it's now gone viral. It's not the first time it's come up, though. Back in February, Travis and Jason and their father had their father Ed on their podcast, and they asked him why he had them thinking it was pronounced Kelce for the first 25 years of their lives. So obviously, there's a little issue within the family too about this. Turns out Ed just got tired of correcting people who mispronounced it, so it just became Kelce instead of Kels. Now, when the boys asked him if they should go back to Kels, he said, quote, "Do whatever you want. I did." Well, now we know why Jason and Travis are like they are. But anyway, it is interesting because for so long we've pronounced both their names Kelce, and it turns out that that is not actually how we're supposed to be pronouncing it. So
they have to get it right, first of all.
Right.
I mean, they have to be the ones to get it right. It reminds me, if I can bring it back to the world of music, the Davies brothers from the Kinks. Ray pronounces it Davis. It's Ray Davis, not Ray Davies.
Right.
But Dave pronounces it Davies. So It's like, okay, so well, we've got two different that? Versions. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But it is interesting. So remember that when you see him playing this weekend against the Bills Mafia and the Bills, and after they've jumped into a pit, it's not actually Kelsey, it's Kels. And never mind the ambulances in the background. They're just there to get the person who jumped in the pit because they do play in Buffalo. Sports. Yeah. It's a weird and wacky world. Not as weird and wacky as being called Meemaw, but it's fine. It's fine. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. You know what was so funny about that, too? Corey and I were talking about it last night. He goes, so when he called you beautiful, how did you react? And I was like, well, I was flattered, you know, and I'm feeling myself kind of walking through the stores, the rest of the store. And I said, then I'd see him with the rest of his family. And I was like, then it slowly started to sink in. The kid either lost a bet or he needs a grandma. That was essentially how it went. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, this is not.
Is your self-esteem that low? How old was this kid?
He was like 16. I'm pretty sure he lost a bet or they need a new grandma. That's exactly how this all went down, I'm telling you. Because it was very, you know, and it was the other thing too. I mean, I was flattered, yes, but I'm standing there and I'm in my winter coat that's like four sizes too big, comes down to my ankles because it was freezing outside. I have a big scarf around my neck. I'm in my faded sweatpants because I didn't care. It was the chiropractor. I love my chiropractor. He doesn't care what I look like. And when I go in there, I just want to be comfortable. It was too cold for leggings and my fleece lined ones were in the wash. So it was faded sweatpants for the win yesterday. And, you know, I've got like my old glasses on. I'm showered at least and I washed my hair. So that was one thing.
But you weren't exactly feeling like Jennifer Lopez.
No. I mean, I never feel like Jennifer Lopez, maybe like one cheek of her behind, maybe on a good day. But I was like, it was very strange. So lost a bet or needs a new grandma. That's what I'm going with. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we could see some flurries on and off today. I'm starting to see a few peaks of sun out here at Goose Poop Pond. So that makes me feel better. But temperature is going to be cold today. Only 7 for a high. We are going to warm things up though next week. Sean Cable is going to tell you about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week, we have several upcoming auctions, including a office supply and furniture auction in Reedsburg on Monday. There's a preview at that property today near Vine Street from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. More details can be found at gavinbros.com. Then next week on Tuesday, we have the Dennis and Diane Ortel online-only auction located near Nacita, featuring a tractor, attachments, tools, and much more. And then on Thursday of next week is our January farm consignment auction. That catalog is also posted and open for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also be on the lookout. We have a 6-acre property, rural property near Muscadet, selling at online-only auction January 31st. You can view the terms and more information on that auction on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night, the Baraboo Thunderbird girls basketball team was at Portage and came away with a 60-32 victory. Also last night in girls hoops, it was Mount Horeb falling at home to Stoughton, 52-47. Girls hockey this past evening, the Badger Lightning girls squad loses to Rock County, 5-2 the final there. And in boys hockey, it was Baraboo Portage tying Stoughton after double overtime. 1-1 was the final in that game. Tonight for the Thunderbirds, the wrestling squad is going to be hosting Stoughton for a dual meet. 7 o'clock, it will get started. Reedsburg tonight, girls basketball will be welcoming the Sauk Prairie Eagles at 7:15. It'll also be the Badger Challenge for boys hoops, starting Oregon High School, the host for it. Reedsburg will compete at 7:20. Portage's game will be before that at 5:45. And then on Saturday, it's Baraboo playing at 2:20. And then Sauk Prairie will be after that at 4 o'clock. Also for the Sauk Prairie Eagles tonight, it's going to be the boys hockey team hosting McFarland at the Spark Ice Arena. Wrestling is going to be at Portage for a duel, and the girls basketball team, as mentioned, will be taking on Reedsburg tonight on the road. And girls hoops tonight for Portage, it's going to be Lodi hosting the Warriors at 7:30. And we officially have the game designations ahead of the divisional round matchup for the Packers and the 49ers. Jair Alexander is listed as questionable after not participating the final 2 days of practice. AJ Dillon did come back in limited fashion yesterday, is listed questionable for the game, as is Isaiah McDuffie. First time in a while, all of the wide receivers for the Packers will be entering the game without any sort of questionable designation. And quarterback Jordan Love was asked how crucial this young receiving core has been to the run of its offense these last few weeks leading up to the playoffs and last week.
Yeah, I think that's just the mindset of that room. I've said it before, I think it's a very unselfish room. And I think it's just the character of everybody in the room. You know, it's a great group, and they've come together a lot throughout the season, just the bond. And, you know, our receiver coach, Rave, says it a lot, you know, go out there and play for your brother. You know, the routes they run, a lot of them, sometimes they might know they're not getting the ball, but, you know, they're clearing guys out, opening voids up for their brother. So, and they do that in the run game as well, going out there and block for your brother. So I think it's a very unselfish room, and it's helping guys be able to perform at high levels. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it might be one guy getting the ball, getting a lot of receptions, getting a lot of yards, and it might be another guy next week. So, you know, I think it's just that whole mindset in that room is awesome right now.
For a young team playing so well, momentum is a big word that's been used, and the young quarterback was asked what he feels like its role is for the team.
It's huge. You know, I think coming to the postseason, that's been huge for us. Kind of got rolling with those three wins back to back to back. So, you know, it's huge for us right now, just having that momentum and continue to keep it rolling.
NFL divisional round gets started tomorrow at 3:30. The Texans at the Ravens. Packers will be at the 49ers 7:15 tomorrow night. And on Sunday, it's the Bucks at the Lions at 2, and at 5:30, Buffalo will be hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Before the Packers game tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the Bucks will be back on the hardwood. Milwaukee will be at Detroit for that one. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too, with a high of only 7 above. The wind chill, single digits to teens below 0 here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
99.7.
7:45 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend, or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970. The cars now, if you might think, on 99.7 Max FM.
Some child, you might think I'm foolish, but maybe it's untrue.
kept it going till the sun fell down. It kept it going.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:48 right now. And Finn, it's time to do a little celebrating on this Friday. And we're talking about our birthday list, of course. So we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, that number 355-9970. Now, we know this weekend list is always a big one, and I have parsed it way down, so we're going to just jump right in here. Shawn Johnson, who's an Olympic gold medalist. She won Dancing with the Stars as well. She was on season 8 when she was only 17 years old. She is celebrating her 32nd birthday. That seems like an eternity ago, considering she just had her third baby before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's been a really long time since Dancing with the Stars. But you know what? I'm not a huge social media fan. You know this, but there are certain people that I love to watch because she's married to a former NFL quarterback. He was a backup, and they do all of these really cool things where they compete to see who's the most athletic and the most flexible, because obviously he had to be in good shape as well. That woman, oh my goodness, she could still do, I'm betting she could take a mat at any point and still do what she was so good at. She is just amazing. Maybe she wants some downtime after having the baby, but any other day, she's pretty amazing yet. Jodie Sweetin, who we all know as Stephanie on Full House and Fuller House, is celebrating her 42nd birthday this weekend. Frank Caliendo, who's a comedian and also an impressionist, we know him best from Mad TV. He did NFL predictions on Fox NFL Sunday for a short time as well. He's celebrating his 50th birthday. Drea De Mateo, I love her. She was on, she's currently on Paradise City on Amazon. She was also on The Sopranos. She was on Sons of Anarchy, and she was also on the detective show Shades of Blue with J-Lo for a short time. Well, that whole thing was very short, so everything was short-lived.
I don't even remember that.
I think it lasted like a season or two. If I didn't say it, because I can't remember, she's 52. Sean Wayans, Scary Movie, White Chicks. We know him from Little Man as well. He is celebrating his 53rd birthday. John Wozniak from Marcy's Playground. He's the singer of that amazing group. I use those terms loosely. he is celebrating his 53rd birthday. Remember Sex and Candy? Yeah,
one
that was
hit.
Their big hit. Yeah. We might that have that somewhere. If we do, I'll pull it out this morning. I feel like that would be a
90s.
Good Friday song.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those that you could say that about, you know.
Yeah.
The 90s. Yeah, it was a weird time for music. Paul McCrane, who was the bald and sexy Dr. Romano on ER until he was killed off by a helicopter that crashed on top of him, weirdly enough.
Okay.
He was also the redhead Montgomery McNeil in the 1980 classic movie Fame. More recently, he was Judge Lasky on All Rise, and you might also remember him as Jack Bauer's brother on 24. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday today. Katie Sagal is also celebrating. Oh, I love her. She's the best. Currently, she's Louise on Connors, on The Connors, but you also remember her from Sons of Anarchy. Of course, who can forget Peg Bundy, Married with Children? And she's also the voice of Leela on Futurama. She is celebrating, are you ready for this? 70 years for Katie Sagal.
Wow.
She's just amazing, though. Still as awesome and talented. And she's one of those like real true people who exists in Hollywood. She's
well,
awesome.
She really surprised us too, because I mean, she was so good as Peg Bundy.
Yes.
And then she started doing dramatic stuff.
Yes.
And we were just stunned. It was like, wow.
Right. We had no idea she could do
range.
That.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to have to rewatch Married with Children. It's been a long
Children
time.
Married with Children is just the best.
Yeah.
It really, truly is. And it's funny because I was thinking the same thing, because I mentioned that at the Emmys the other night, Christina Applegate came out.
Right.
And she received that standing ovation from the audience because of her battle with MS. And of course, she made a joke about her character as Kelly Bundy, because she's tied to that forever, just mm-hmm. like Katie Sagal will mm-hmm. forever be tied to Peg mm-hmm. Bundy as well.
Even though she was, and Christina was so good in Anchorman.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
She
she's so talented. Yeah. That's how she got her start, though. And for years, we saw her on our TV as Kelly Bundy,
uh-huh.
right? The ditzy one who had too many dudes hanging around all the time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she really just encapsulated that role. And she was so good in it. At Katie Sagal, kind of the same way as Peg Bundy.
Exactly.
Paula Deen also celebrating a birthday today. Well, of course, we know she loves to cook with too much butter and say things that she probably shouldn't. But she's celebrating her 77th birthday. Oh, this is another big one. The Queen, Dolly Parton, is 78 years old this weekend.
So
Dolly
cool.
Parton is celebrating. Oh, I'm going to have to pull out the Jolene later today.
Just to
have a commemorative moment of Dolly Parton and her birthday, because she's just so awesome. I love her. Shelley Fabre, of course, she starred on Coach, and then she also sang the 1962 song Johnny Angel. She is celebrating her 80th birthday. There's people in the car right now who are going, Johnny Angel, what is that?
Johnny Angel.
Yeah. It was a great song, though. It was a good song. Oldies radio, people. You'll hear
exactly.
it a lot. Tippi Hedren is also celebrating this weekend. Of course, she starred in The Birds. She's Melanie Griffith's mom. She is 94 years old. Tippi, Melanie, and the rest of their family also starred in Roar, which was one of the strangest and most dangerous movies ever made. We have Ivy Levin also celebrating a birthday this weekend. She is 37 years old. She played Trixie, the blonde usherette who introduces the movie in the Rocky Horror Picture Show remake with the song Science Fiction Double Feature. That's the only reason I bring her up, because, well, I love anything Rocky Horror Picture Show. Even the remake wasn't that bad as far as remakes go. Daniel Cudmore, who's Colossus in the X-Men movies, he turned down the role for Deadpool, though, where Colossus has a Russian accent. He's celebrating his 43rd birthday. Melissa Rivers, who happens to be Joan's daughter, is celebrating her 56th birthday. Rainn Wilson is also celebrating this weekend.
Dwight.
Love Rainn Wilson. Yeah. Dwight Schrute, of course, on The Office. Just a funny all-around guy, though. He is 58 years old. Bill Maurer is celebrating his 68th birthday this weekend. We have Paul Stanley on the list, too. Of course, he was a child star and then became the lead singer of Kiss, who's now on his third hip. Anyway, he is celebrating his 72nd birthday. Real name, by the way, is Stanley Eisen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure why he decided to change that. Paul Stanley, just a much better stage name, obviously. Weird. I don't know. That whole Kiss group, they're weird. They got weird vibes around them all the time. Let's see. We have David Lynch on the list as well. Of course, he's the director of Twin Peaks, The Elephant Man, Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, and Mulholland Drive. He is celebrating his 78th birthday today. If you can't tell, my nose is really stuffy because I'm really battling my allergies today. And for some reason, a lot of words are really hard because it's so stuffy. Things aren't rolling off the tongue like they should. I'm having a really
hard
time.
It's one of those days. Gotcha.
It is. It is one of those days. I've taken every ounce of sinus and allergy medicine that I can, and nothing will undo the stuffiness today. It's just ridiculous. Edwin Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, is celebrating his 94th birthday this weekend. Luke Grimes is also on the list. Of course, he's Kevin Costner's son, Case, on Yellowstone. He also plays Christian Grey's older brother, Elliot, in the 50 Shades of Grey movies. He is 40 years old. Emma Baby Spice Bunton is celebrating a birthday. She is 48 years old. Still can't get Posh to commit to any sort of reunion tour with the rest of the Spice Girls. It's fine. Ken Lang, who played Miles on Lost, and he was also Karnak on Inhumans. Horror fans also remember him as Detective Singh in Saw. He is celebrating his 54th birthday. Character on Lost, good, bad, indifferent
Miles,
about him?
Mm-hmm. I loved Miles. Miles was funny. He was kind of snarky and sarcastic.
My favorite characters are snarky and sarcastic. I love them. Gina Davis, Thelma and Louise, A League of Their Own. She's just amazing. Beetlejuice, the Commander-in-Chief. She is 68 years old this weekend. Little fun fact about her, if you didn't know, she's actually a member of Mensa and was a semifinalist for the U.S. Women's Olympic Archery Team, too.
Yeah.
She's an all-around, like, renaissance woman, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Acting and smart and able to play a few sports, too. I love Gina Davis. Let's see. Robbie Benson, who is Billy Joe McAllister in the 1976 cinematic classic Ode to Billy Joe, celebrating his 68th birthday. He did the voice of the Beast, most importantly, in Disney's animated version of Beauty and the Beast.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a great voice, too. Billy Ocean, love him. He is celebrating his 74th birthday. Who can forget Caribbean Queen? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. There'll be sad songs. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. What Billy could have given us in this world is shorter song titles. That's what he could have given us, even though the music was great. Jill Eikenberry, you remember her best from L.A. Law back in the 80s. She is 77 this weekend. Placido Domingo, one of the three tenors, and the man in the moon in Moulin Rouge. He is celebrating his 83rd birthday. And we wrap up the celebrity side with Jack Nicklaus, possibly one of the greatest golfers of all time. He won 18 majors. Tiger Woods has 15. At one point before Tiger ran into a whole lot of issues because, well, we know Tiger had some trouble there. Wow. They thought he would eventually surpass Jack Nicklaus, but never got to that number, unfortunately.
There.
No. At least Tiger Woods, though, was able to deal with some of those things. And I think for him, it feels like a daily struggle, especially if you listen to him in interviews. But always a Tiger Woods fan for what he was able to do for the sport of golf, nonetheless. And I'm not even a golf fan, but he was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to see somebody different, let's put it like that, on the golf courses.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to this list, it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now we're going to talk a little bit about this weather, and I'm going to just kind of touch on it because Sean's going to tell you more in just a moment. But we do have a chance for some flurries today. Clouds are going to kind of hang around, mostly cloudy for the most part. 7 is all for a high today. Then, of course, we're going to have to deal with the wind chills. But here's the good news, Finn. It's going to be balmy by next week. And when I say balmy, I mean 30s for highs, which is going to feel way better. It's going to be almost like a 100-degree shift when you consider what we had for wind chills. That's craziness. Anyway, Sean will tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll have a look at ABC and local news, and right now your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright